How many of y'all believe God is? Is what? Anything you need and everything. But not only that, it's not enough to believe that God exists or that God is. And believe this, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently. Diligently. Circle the word diligently in your Bible. Not casually, Barry. We've been dealing with that, haven't we? Not just a casual once in a while when I feel like it. No, you're not gonna tap into the reward of God. And that's not because he's holding it out. It's because you're holding yourself out. Sure. Again, diligently seeking him means it's first place in your life. You're all about it. That's first in your life. Everything else flows from my relationship with God. I'm a diligent seeker. I'm not too busy to put this Bible in my face and search and draw from and seek after the things of God and search for the things of God. I'm a diligent seeker. Why? Because I believe he's a rewarder of that. Ooh, I want that. Don't you? Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, in this last little section right here, because this, if we stop right here, we're going to make a mistake. Because you can interpret this in a worksy way. I've got to get my faith up to where God's pleased with it. Some people think, well, you know, my faith's just not, apparently I don't please God with my faith. I need to get my faith bigger and stronger. But say it's back on you again. So let's just talk about the faith for a couple of minutes, the faith that pleases God. Point number one, when you read through the book of Hebrews, the theme of the book of Hebrews is better. And he's comparing the old covenant with the New Testament. All right, and he's saying, yeah, this is what they had in the old, but the new's better. Say that out loud, better. Now, we'll cover this another time, so don't try to remember this. Don't try to write it down because I'm going to go through it like greased lightning. All right? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2 says, we have a better message and a better messenger than the prophets of the old. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4 says, we have a better messenger than the angels of the Old Testament. Hebrews chapter 3, we have a better leader than Moses. Hebrews chapter 4, we have a better rest in Jesus than they had in Joshua. Hebrews chapter 5, we have a better order of priesthood after Melchizedek instead of the Levitical priesthood after Aaron. Hebrews chapter 6, we have better things than rejection and being cursed. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17, we have a better proof of God's intention toward us through an oath. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6, we have a better covenant, better promises, a more excellent ministry in Jesus. Hebrews chapter 9, we have a better tabernacle. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 23, we have better sacrifices. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1 through 14, we have a better sacrifice and a better will. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, we have a better new and living way by which to enter into the presence of God. Hebrews chapter 13, we have a better altar. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 14, we have a better city. Wow. Everybody say better. Better. So here's Hebrews chapter 11. And Hebrews chapter 11, how many of you know what that is? The Old Testament heroes of faith. Right. Remember, if you read it, it's all about how Abraham and Moses and Isaac and Joshua and Rahab and Sarah, how they use their faith. Oh, hallelujah. And New Testament believers have looked at Hebrews 11 and said, boy, they sure had something better than we did. And they're our example. And that breaks the whole context of Hebrews because what he's trying to prove to you is even though they operated with that old covenant faith, there's something better for us than the way they operated in faith. Yeah. Yeah. Praise God. Now look at Hebrews chapter 11, right? Hebrews chapter 11. This is at the end of the heroes of faith. This is awesome. That's good. Verse 39. Verse 39, Hebrews chapter 11. Read this out loud with me. Can you do that? And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. Say out loud, did not receive. the promise. What promise? The promise of the Holy Spirit, which is the sum total of everything you need. Because if the Holy Ghost is in you, God's in you. And if God's in you, there's nothing in you that's missing. Everything you need, whatever it is already in you in the Holy Spirit. See, we don't have promises like they did. We have the promise. What they had in statements to believe, we have in a person that we've received. Old Testament faith hears a promise or reads a promise and exercises its will to believe it. New Testament faith is the one of faith lives in us. The promise. Now notice the next verse. This blew my mind. Next verse. Read it out loud with me if you don't mind. God having provided something better for us that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Here's the last verse, I think. Yeah, it's the last verse in Hebrews 11 of the Old Testament heroes of faith. And notice what he concludes. God has provided something better, a better faith. Something better than how they believed. What is that something better? Verse 12, chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses testifying that there's something better in the new covenant, let us lay aside every weight, which is the sin of unbelief, and the sin, unbelief, which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. How are we going to lay aside every weight, the weights of unbelief, and the sin of unbelief? How are we going to run this race? Verse 2, looking unto your faith, looking at your faith, judging your faith. When you judge your faith, you judge Jesus. See, too many people, they think their faith isn't what it needs to be. My faith isn't enough. I need more faith. I got to get more faith. I got to do more faith. I got to have more faith. What you need to do is stop looking at your faith and look, like the Bible says, to Jesus. Ooh. The author, the originator, and finisher, completer, or perfecter of our faith. He not only authored the faith that's in you, he also made it perfect and complete. Your faith is perfect, complete, finished, and does fully everything it needs to do because Jesus started it and finished it inside of you. And who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God to make sure that everything he finished, you get. Amen. Last verse, Galatians chapter 3. Say it if you can. Amen. Galatians chapter 3, verse 22. Woo! So here in this verse, as you're going there, notice that the way to have the better type of faith is not looking at your faith, but looking at the author of your faith, looking at the finisher of your faith, looking to Jesus, because when you have a great Jesus, you automatically have a great faith. Small believing, even though you have all the faith there is, small agreement with that faith is just simply you not looking at how big he is. Amen. A great Jesus automatically produces a great faith. Praise God. Now, I just simply want to show you in these next three verses, then we'll conclude, that faith is a person, not a system. Faith is a person. Amen. Galatians 3:22, but the scripture, the Bible, has confined all under sin. Right, until you're in Christ, you're no longer confined under it. All under sin, that the promise, there it is again, by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. All right, next verse. But before faith came, wait a minute. You mean there was a before time, the before faith came, and an after time after faith came? Faith came. When did faith come? In the Garden of Eden? Did faith come 1932? When did faith come? Before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, right? Kept for the faith which afterward would be revealed. So before there was a time that before faith came. And then faith was revealed. Go to the next verse. Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ that we might be justified by faith. Next verse. But after faith has come, so there was a period on the earth before faith came, and then there was a period of time on the earth after faith came. Faith is something that came. And after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. What did he say was the tutor? The law. So after faith has come and you have believed on Jesus, you're no longer under the law. That's as plain as day. That is powerful. Praise God. There was a time before faith came. Now, when did faith come? When Jesus came. So faith is a person. Faith came when Jesus came. So if you want great faith, have a great Jesus. See a great Jesus. When that woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of his garment, she kept saying over and over, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. She kept saying that over and over and over again. What was she doing? Was she focused on her faith? No. She was focused on his greatness. She grabbed his garment, and his great power flowed into her body and made her whole. She wasn't conscious of faith at all. She was conscious of Jesus and how great he was. And so he turned around and said, who did this? Right? When he turned around, he saw a great faith because she saw a great Jesus. You know how to have great faith? Have a great Jesus. She wasn't even conscious of faith. She was just conscious of the power that was in him and how awesome he was. And he turned and saw great faith, even though she wasn't even aware she was trying to have faith. And she saw a great Jesus. Praise God. Faith is a person, not a system, not a formula. It's a person. We need to get to know him better. Who he is and what he's done and what he has, and walk in the great faith called Jesus. Amen? Amen? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that we can walk by faith and that without Jesus, it's impossible to please you because, Jesus, you are the faith that came. Without Jesus, it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must have believed that Jesus is everything and he is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Lord, I thank you. You diligently sought the Father. You diligently sought his will. You fulfilled his will. And we're in you and you're in us. Glory to God. So we thank you because we're in Jesus and he's in us. We have a great faith that pleases you. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that as we exercise and declare the word of God and walk in a great expectation that this coming year is a year of even better. We thank you and we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Can you say amen? Amen. Turn to somebody and tell them, I have a great Jesus and I have a great faith. Amen. Praise God.